Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Thomas.
Saw your guys' ad. Do you do the websites for Shopify, or do you do more of the design for the products to be listed on Shopify?
We do basically like the whole websites from scratch, or the clients are looking to update the site or redesign the website or anything like that. So we could just simply go ahead and take care of that.
I see. So if I wanted to start a Shopify store, you would provide the website, make the website.
Yes, we do for sure. So could you please tell me something about your products?
I was looking to do a Shopify store. I don't necessarily have one yet, but I'm looking to put all the pieces together.
No, what I'm asking is, like, what is your product line? Like, what do you want to sell on Shopify? Do you have anything in mind yet or not?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it would just be durable goods. It would just be products. Yeah.
Okay, understood. Yeah, definitely go ahead. We can develop the site for you based on your instructions, and there's a separate team of designers and developers based on the category, let's say. Whatever business industry that you're working in. So based on that, we will be assigning a team on this project for you, and they'll simply go ahead and help you out in this entire project. And the first thing that we do is, after signing you up, creating your account, we are going to send you a questionnaire, which will ask you a couple questions like, the colors you need to see, the information you need to put on, and some like brief discussion details about your business. And after that, once that is ready, we'll show it to you. Like the initial concepts of the website will be ready based on your ideas. We'll share it with you, then you can let us know if there's any more modifications that you need to see on that, or if there's any other updates that you want to see on that design. We'll make them based on your input, share that with you. Then you can just like simply approve the design based on your ideas, and then once you approve the design, ready for it, then we go to the next step. So the next step is,
Could you tell me, and I appreciate that. It sounds very good. Could you give me a ballpark cost or what I would need to budget for this?
Ma'am, budget depends on the number of products that you're going to upload. So if I ask you the ballpark, how many products you'll be uploading? Like 20, 50, 100, 500?
Probably about 20.
20. Cool. Then you
Yeah.
can take like a basic package like that. That is just for $349. Basically, it's like around 700, but there's a discount running like for 50% off on all the packages. So I would suggest you go with that one, because that's going to give you the whole designing, development of the site. We'll upload the products, list down all the products, account creation, do the payment integration so the clients can easily pay you online. We will also give you free access to the back end of the site so you can manage the website all on your own later down the road. Also, your social media platforms will also be designed like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, or maybe any other platform that you require. We'll go ahead and design that for you, and we'll be integrating that on your Shopify store. We'll also manage the store for you for the next 60 days. That's the maintenance, which is coming with the price. And yeah, that's about it. So like you're getting all of that in just like $349. That will be a one-time charge. No future costs, no hidden fee, no other charges. That's it.
No monthly fees, or how do you cover the payment integration? Is that a monthly module?
That depends, Kelly, right?
Callie, yes.
Yeah, Kelly. Okay. So Kelly, how this works is, let's say if you need PayPal option on your payment system on your website, then the PayPal can be integrated with a one-time cost only. That would be the part of this price, $349. But if you want to integrate other payment gateways like payment options like credit card, debit card, Cash App, Venmo or Apple Pay, Google Pay. So a couple of these options would require a monthly payment if you want. Otherwise, like there's just a one-time payment which is associated with these payment gateways, and we will be installing that, integrating all of that for you.
Okay, what is like a couple credit cards? What would they cost for a monthly fee?
I think Stripe is the merchant which we'll be using for the credit card and debit card companies, debit card payments. That might gonna cost you around, like, if I give you a one-time cost, like you say, because there are multiple options. If you go monthly, that's gonna cost you around like $80 or like $70. And which will be like, there's a couple percentage which will be refunded to you as well every month based on your payments that you're collecting. But if you go with a one-time cost, that's not that expensive. Going to cost you around like $200 or $300 if you take the whole subscription. Not a one-time cost, basically. It's a yearly cost.
Okay.
Yeah.
$200 to $300 the annual cost?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate it, Thomas. Let me give this some more thought, and if we continue moving forward, we'll definitely give your company a call. Do you have an extension number?
Yeah, that's 613. But I also want to know, like, what do you have in mind? Like, what are your plans? Like, well, when do you want to start? What's your budget? Like, if you talk to me about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it'd be a startup company. We figure, you know, budget, you're asking a budget for the website? Are you asking budget for the startup company? Or
No. I don't know about the startup company. I just want to know about, like, how much you're willing to invest on your online appearance, like a website, online store.
Well, we're actually getting quotes right now.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, reviewing everything, because we're hoping to do this within 2 to 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to get everything together right now and try to understand what we're going to need for costs. But so that's where we're at.
Makes sense to me. All right, Kelly. I'll give you my personal phone number in case you want, if you have any questions or if you need to know more about it. So let's do one thing. You give me your phone number. I'll text you. Let me just confirm it. 518-796-3508.
Yes.
Cool. I'll text you with my name. And then you may contact me later down the road, whenever you want to. If you have any questions, whatever concerns, you let me know, right?
Perfect, yes.
All right, this is Thomas. Text has been sent. Reply me back. Save my contact and talk to you later.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.